Moncrief on News Talk.
You've heard about, no doubt, the so-called manosphere. But there's also a parallel development that's called the womanosphere. Using glitzy, cosmo-like publications, it promotes the idea that women should be women and do what men tell them to do. Journalist Anna Silman has been writing about this. Good afternoon, Anna.
Hi, good afternoon.
Could you start by telling, I suppose it's a prime example of this, tell us about Evie. This was originally an online magazine, but now it's you can get physical copies as well. Is it a bit like Cosmo?
So basically, Evie is trying to be a conservative answer to Cosmo. They've had three print issues now. The most recent one had Ballerina Farm, who's a very famous tradwife influencer, on the cover. And yeah, they offer, you know, beauty, dating, health, lifestyle tips, but from a conservative lens. So, for example, their sex tips all come with a disclaimer on them saying only for married women. And there are pieces that you definitely wouldn't find in, you know, what you think of as a typical woman's magazine, talking about how, you know, it's important to, like, you know, stay thin and look good for your husband, and, you know, pieces about how birth control is bad and detrimental. So it's kind of riffing on the style of a magazine like Cosmo, but putting out very different kinds of content.
And what kind does it talk about birth control at all, rather than why, or is it just artificial birth control, so called? It doesn't approve of.
There's pieces that are against abortion, pieces about the harms of IVF, the harms of hormonal birth control. The founders of Evie run a app separately that encourages women to kind of use birth control just by tracking their cycles, by not using any sort of, you know, hormonal method. And a lot of the content speaks similarly about, you know, the harms of using any sort of hormonal birth control.
Mm. The people it features then in the magazine, and then, you know, by extension, there's a few influencers out there as well doing the same thing. Do they all look like each other?
I mean, you know, there is some variety, but typically the womanosphere influencers are thin, they're white. There are some exceptions, like Candace Owens is a prominent figure, but typically they're thin, they're white. If they don't have kids themselves, they talk about how much they want kids, you know, and they really hold up a traditional model of beauty and femininity as part of their messaging.
And as part of that messaging, what is the attitude towards men then? Is it that it should be one of deferring to men?
Yeah, it's a very gender essentialist worldview. So basically that men are supposed to be strong, they're supposed to be physically strong, competitive, they're supposed to be providers, and that women are, you know, more passive, that they're innately nurturers, that they need to be taken care of, that they will be most fulfilled by being wives and mothers. So it's, you know, a very 1950s view of gender relationships.
Mm. Though it's a view of gender relationships being promoted by women who aren't doing that, given that they're influencers and they have a full-time job.
Well, it's a tricky needle to thread. I mean, I think it is slightly more, you know, contemporary than some of the, you know, speakers of the 1950s, in that they say, you know, obviously women can work and, you know, some women do. But the argument is that what is most fulfilling and a woman's, you know, highest purpose is being a wife and mother. But yes, there's definitely some cognitive dissonance in there.
And so I mean, it's of a piece with the manosphere, would it be, or a parallel track? Would it have as much traction as the manosphere seems to have?
No, I think that's something that's important to note. You know, while Brett Cooper and Candace Owens, you know, some of these leading voices have big followings, they're not in any way on par with the likes of Joe Rogan. And I think while we saw that, you know, these big manosphere voices really did have an impact on mobilizing young men to vote for Trump, we, you know, we have no idea if these female conservative influencers are going to have the same impact on young women. However, you know, it is a trend that is worth paying attention to, especially given that, you know, Brett Cooper, for example, was the second fastest growing political commentator on YouTube in Q1. So, you know, there is clearly some appetite for this content. We just don't know how big it could get.
And the likes of Brett Cooper and Candace Owens, who you mentioned, have they always been promoting this message, or is this a kind of a recent addendum to what they do?
So, I mean, Brett Cooper and Candace Owens both have, you know, roots in right-wing media. You know, a lot of these influencers, in fact, have come from The Blaze or The Daily Wire, or, you know, are affiliated with the nonprofit group Turning Point USA. So they're pretty seasoned right-wing media operatives. I think what's different is that there is this increased focus now on cultural content, celebrity content, lifestyle content, dating content. I think that really smartly, these influencers are seeing that a way to win eyeballs and to convert people who might not otherwise engage with expressly political content is to kind of talk about these more, you know, innocuous seeming subjects that all women think about and relate to, and use that as a way to kind of funnel in more conservative views.
Yeah. But I assume, though, that their approach towards tackling, say, showbiz stories might be slightly different, in that would be a general view in those circles that Hollywood is hopelessly woke.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, a lot of the content is about, you know, the harms of feminism, the harms of wokeness. And, you know, Candace Owens, for example, has done a lot of reporting on the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni story. She's very pro Justin Baldoni. She's reporting on the Weinstein stories, arguing that, you know, the legal case against Harvey Weinstein basically isn't sufficient. So, yeah, it is sort of a backlash against wokeness and against feminism is the framing for a lot of how they cover pop culture.
And we shall see how much it grows or doesn't grow. Anna Silman is a freelance journalist. Anna, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.